Rabbi Moti Posen.
The shiur tonight is about Tefillas HaDerech, the holidays coming up soon. Many shailas nigea. So on the holidays, day to day, flying planes, trains, cars, ships, hot air balloons, many shailas. The Gemara Brachos of Tess in the base says, Om Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Chisda. Kol Ayitza HaDerech, Sorech L'Espal Tefillas HaDerech. You go on a journey, you go to see Tefillas HaDerech. The Gemara goes on, says the tefillah that we do, the tefillah is there, Yerotz Mubalech, the Gemara brings down the whole thing. The Losh of the Gemara, Shetoli Chayni, Sati Deini, and Adha Abaya says, we say, Shetoli Chaynu, Sati Deinu, we say, Losh of Rabin, to include everyone. Plenty of people traveling, even though you might be traveling alone now, but on the roads there's plenty of people. Abaya says, say, Losh of Rabin, every tefillah, Losh of Rabin is more accepted. Shabbat, you're down here for more people, you say, Losh of Rabin. The later Achronim point out that, of course, women are also chayav in Tefillas HaDerech. The reason why they point out is because Tefillas HaDerech is put not by Hilchos Brachos, rather by Hilchos Tefillah. It's part of Hilchos Tefillah. And we know, strictly speaking, women, they haven't got the chayav of Tefillah like we do, so you might think Tefillas HaDerech, which is common material as Hilchos Tefillah, you might think they're part of. Kamash Shalom, even women are chayav, Tefillas HaDerech, they travel and go to Tefillas HaDerech just like men. Now, Tefillas HaDerech applies to any form of transport, whether it's plane, ship, there's hot air balloon, car, walking, you're walking as well, people don't know, they go to the mountains, they're climbing a mountain, they're skiing in the mountains. Anytime you travel the distance, we're going to say similar distances, anytime you travel this distance, there's a chiyuv Tefillas HaDerech. Even if you're walking, climbing a mountain, going for a walk, there's always a chiyuv Tefillas HaDerech. You travel this distance, with the other Tanaim we'll discuss, if it applies, there's a chiyuv of Tefillas HaDerech. Now, Tefillas HaDerech as well, it's even on Shabbos, could be Nagea. Someone's traveling, usually out of Tchum, you can't travel. Someone's traveling for Pekuch Nefesh reason, for a Choyle. Someone who's ill, again, needs to travel, a doctor or a patient. Someone needs to travel out, even on Shabbos. Normally, Bakoshes on Shabbos we don't do. With Darmadoma, we don't do Bakoshes, we don't down for personal things. But a Zederach is a tefillah you need for your own well being, it protects you in dangerous times. Therefore, tefillah Zederach, we say, even on Shabbos, you're traveling on Shabbos.
But even here in the
Tchum,
you're still...
You're right, obviously we go out of Tchum, the time of business.
No, we don't.
Yeah, if it's not Pekuch Nefesh, guys, normally you can't be right. Normally you're not traveling so far. You're out of Tchum, it's got to be out of Tchum to necessitate for the Zerach. So at the time, if someone does travel, an Oyenin, what about someone who's an Oyenin, a lady who's traveling, there's a stroll, it's burying a gag, we'll fly there, it's to bury someone. Then as well, a person who's oinin, he doesn't do any, there's no tefillah, there's no davening, nothing when he's oinin. Yet, tefillah HaDerech, they say he should say, because again, it's for your protection. And even when a guy's traveling, he's an oinin, he has no chiyuv of any mitzvah, he still has to say tefillah HaDerech because he still needs the protection. Some say for the mace as well, the nift as well, the shmira, say tefillah HaDerech, even oinin says tefillah HaDerech. Now the Gemara discusses how to say tefillah HaDerech. How do you say it? The Gemara says, Rav Chisda Oman Ba'umat. Rav Chisda says, you say it standing, stock still, you're not moving, you're standing there, Ba'umat. Rav Chisda Oman Ba'umat, even traveling, you're in transit, you're moving, you say it's Tefillas HaDerech. The Chalik is Rav Chisda and Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda and Rav Chisda have a Ka'azim Orcha. It came for the final ultimatum, they were going along together. Rav Chisda and Rav Chisda, now the showdown, what are they going to do, who's going to give in to who? They were traveling together. Kol Rav Chisda v'kol Matzali, Rav Chisda wasn't going to give in, he stood up, say Tefillas HaDerech. Omer Rav Chisda, the Shammai Rav Chisda to his Gabba, Rashi says he was blind, he couldn't see, he asked his Gabba what's going on. And he said Rav Chisda is stopping, say Tefillas HaDerech. He's standing, say Tefillas HaDerech. Omer Koyim Matzali, we'll also, he said Koyim Matzali he is, Omer Akum Nami L'tidim Etzli, we'll also stand up and we'll say it with him. Miyoy Tzoyim al Tikira, he said the Pasuk, Miyoy Tzoyim al Tikira, when everyone's doing something good, don't be the other one out, don't be different. So Rav Chisda say, why did Rav Chisda say he's going to do the same as Rav Chisda? Is it because he held like Rav Chisda? Some say he held like Rav Chisda, the Rif and Rosh, he held like Rav Chisda, you see, he stood. Whereas the Rashi and Rav Yehuda say, no. He says, may you still take your eyes. The apostle and the beautiful is doing one thing, don't stick out. Really, I don't agree to Rav Chisda at all, and I also should be sitting. But if everyone's doing one agenda, I'm not going to try and be different. And that's why he stood. Which means Rav Chisda still stuck to his guns, that really, you're allowed to sit, or you're allowed to be traveling. It's another shayla, what's Muhammad mean? Muhammad means you're not traveling or you're standing, which is major nafka minna. You can stand even while you're traveling on a ship or a train or a plane, you can be standing even though you're traveling. And you can be sitting and stationary, you can be sitting and moving, you can be standing and moving. It could be have any of the variables. So it wasn't one with me in this again, they also discussed. Lemaizel Shulchan Aruch, the tool, the Shulchan Aruch will bring down the same. The Chatchila of Israel should stop the vehicle and stand. If you can't, you don't need to. It's a big chumrah. The Mishmur gives examples of you're with a bunch of people and everyone's traveling and it's a tircha, everyone says, come on, we want to go. Anything like that, there's no reason to stop and stand. But if you can, you stop and stand. And if you can't stop, you stand. If you can't stand, you stay sitting. If you can stop, whatever variable you do, you should try and do. But if you can't and you're traveling and you're not sitting, it's also fine. Some point out that this din only applies to the driver. The driver is traveling. They learn the problem is he's concentrating on driving or traveling, whatever, he's flying or driving. That's why he's concentrating, he can't say Tfilas Derech. But they say that the passengers, they have no problem, they're not concentrating on anything. They're just freelancers sitting at the back there, not concentrating. They can say even while in transit. That's what some say. It's Chiddush. So if someone's traveling in a car and he can't pull over, he can't stop, he can't stand, it's fine, you can say it as you are. And if you're not the driver, there's even more room to say it. There's no problem saying it while you're moving.
So as a passenger, you can also sit.
Well, the best is to stand and stop. If you can't, and you're a passenger, it's a lot better than
the
driver.
On a plane, and the stewardess has begged them we shouldn't collect in one place the balance of the plane.
Oh, wow. See, the plane's out. So if you can't, they're right. This is not the way I'm in it anyway. He can sit by himself. And if you can stand, you stand. We'll discuss planes when you say how it's going to work with planes. It gets a bit complicated. The Shulchan Aruch says you say Tfilas Derech once a day. You say Tfilas Derech once a day. Now, it's very similar to Berachos HaTorah in that we know by Berachos HaTorah it's almost up all night. It's a shaila what you do. Because Machloek is why you say Tfilas Derech, you say Berachos HaTorah every day. Is because you slept. When you sleep, you b'zeich das. Or it's because it's a new day. The nafkamina is if you're up all night, it's a new day, but you haven't slept. The same shadow with Tfilas Derech, up all night, someone's traveling through the night a couple of days ago, Alois was 1, 2 o'clock, whatever it was, you go to London for a chasta, you travel back, you've never slept, it's a new day, it's Alois, 1:55, now it's 1:55, then it was 1:05, it's Alois, it's Alois, new day, but you haven't slept. So if it's a din in a new day, you have Tfilas Derech. If it's a din in sleeping, it's chadas, you haven't slept. So over here, the boys say the simple later, the klal is with Tfilas Derech. Whenever you have a sofik, you say Tfilas Derech without the chasima. The end of Tfilas Derech ends off. Baruch Hashem, Shmei Tfilah. Some people have different nusach there. That Baruch Hashem, you don't say, you stop with the Baruch and you finish. Even though you say, Yoros Mofanach Hashem Lekenu, Shem Hashem, it doesn't matter. You sing about kosher, you sing as many times as you like, Be'etzim. But the brocha, the Baruch Hashem, the nuscha brocha, that we don't like overusing. You don't say if you have any suffix. If you travel through the night, you're into London, you're into Gaza for Gaza, you're coming back, after this, before this, any shayla, no problem, Tfilas Derech again, without the chasima.
That's not
even if it's the last, yes, as long as you've got the distance, we're going to discuss the distance soon, as long as you have the distance to travel, even right at the end, you still say Tfilas Derech, yeah. So anytime you have a suffix, the time when you don't say, again, it's also machlokes, they say if you're traveling and you go to sleep in a dangerous area, pitch your tent in the middle of nowhere, and you bite on the derech. So even when you sleep, you don't see a tas from Tfilas Derech. You bite in a matzav where you need Tfilas Derech. If that's the case, it doesn't end with sleeping. Through the night, as you're sleeping, it continues straight on Tfilas Derech. If that's the case, then you wouldn't need to say the new morning, even if Salam Machim say the Abrocha, because why not? It's a new day. But the end is okay, because you never left the time of danger. And some say, even when you are traveling through the night, and it's a new morning, it's Aloy, it's the same idea as we said before, but you never stopped. As well, he says, no chiv Tfilas Derech. You travel to London through the night, hits Alois, he says, no new Tfilas Derech. You're straight through the you're constantly in the time of danger. Hence, you never see Echdaz, no new Tfilas Derech. So some will do, some will don't. There's multiple rooms we make, but if you stop and you go to a chasna, you come to a place, a civilized civilization, you come to a place and you stop, you buy the chasna, now it's the way back, there's much more grounds to necessitate a new Tfilas Derech without chasima because you haven't slept. Sorry? Oh, it still won't help. Even if people think the Sachsarim Mishalim is a guaranteed thing, and I've heard people say, if you don't do Sachsarim Mishalim, you have to say new Tfilas Derech, which is not true. Sachsarim Mishalim is something that's crept in way after the time of the Rishonim, was mentioned a bit, but really came much, much later. And really, there's no chiv save Sachsarim Mishalim at all. If you're doing a round trip, your Tfilas Derech will cover you for the round trip. And if it's a new day, and save Sachsarim Mishalim, it still won't cover you. So there's a cute thing to do with Sachsarim Mishalim, they won't make enough communities alochas at all. If you don't say it, it'll cover you if it's the same day. And if you do say it, it's a new day, it still won't cover you. So whatever you do, it depends on the day, not alochas Sachsarim Mishalim.
So, excuse me, you know the line that you say if you're going to to do it, the
Erev
come back.
Right, that's what I'm saying. See, that one, that could help. It's toilet on the day. If it's within the day, and you don't do that toilet, you do a round trip, yeah, you're fine. It's a new day, and you do that toilet, it's all going to help you. New day is what you're going to cut off. Now, the Shulchan tells us another halacha, you only say it once you're on the journey. You've got to be on the journey. There's a Taz and a Ariza who said, you say it beforehand. But they go, the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara, the Shemura, they all go mainstream. You say it once you're moving, once you're already left, you're on the journey, not before. The Shulchan Aruch says, Oima Oita Oita, Akash Hilzik Badeh, once you're on, you're in the journey. Now, the Shulchan Aruch does point out by Erevin and many other things we know, the Yibura Shel Erev, there's a ring around every city, every town, of 70 Amos, which is about 40 meters, and that is always included in the town. People from the town go there, they hang out there. So that area of 70 Amos around the town is not in the town. So the Maharam says, even though you say as soon as you've started moving, but once you're in the town, there's no danger, you can't say it. Even if you're outside the town, if you're within 40 meters of the town, as well you can't say it. Once you're 41 plus meters out, then you say it's well as there, not before. Someone asked me last time about hot air balloon. Once you go in hot air balloon, when do you start saying to the dirt? Now, by Irvin, the halacha always says the 10th vachim is already at the end of the rishus. So if you're learning Hebrew Shalem from Irvin, once the 10th vachim off the ground, you need to say. So he told me there's no list of Chayas Rais in the hot air balloon. It depends, you go with your wife, it could be quite dangerous. So it depends. Usually, I guess, it is dangerous, drones as well. Being worn again these days, there usually is a danger. And as soon as, so normally walking in the cars, we said you leave the bush, the 40 meters around the city. By aeroplanes, the boys can all say, well, the boys don't really say it. I mean, they do say it, but it's not from them. You check up anywhere with any airline company, they'll tell you the most dangerous time of a flight is takeoff. That being the case, if you wait when you're airborne and you already left, you missed the most dangerous part when you need it the most, you haven't said it. If you say when you're still texting on the runway, it's also pointless because you're not on the journey. Shulchan Aruch says, once you're on the journey, not pointless, but you got to say when you're on the journey. So they say the best thing to do is as it's speeding up down the runway, before takeoff, as that last bit, that stretch, that is the optimum, the best time to say it. And then you've got everything, it's just for the most dangerous time, but you're ready on the journey. So
2 week cruise?
So 2 week cruise, you'd say on the first day with a chesima, and every other day without a chesima. Because you're on the cruise, if you would stop and sleep somewhere, and you would say again with the chesima. You're constantly on the cruise, then. Oh, we're gonna get to that. Yeah, we're gonna get there. So you say when you the airplane is just before takeoff. Lamaise, in many places, not Manchester, but many other places, the airport is a little bit out here. It's really coming from Shalan, it's along the motorway, where anyway they say you should be saying for us there. So you say on the way to the airport, and we say they'll keep going all day, as long as it's not a new day. If you get to the airport and your flight's after Alois, then you got the problem of a new day, flight gets delayed, again, you have the shilas of it's a new day, what do you do? But if it's on the same day, you say on the way to the airport, many places here in Manchester wouldn't do it, many places you do, on the way to the airport, you say for us there, and that will go straight through to your flight. Connection flying, you train and play, whatever it is, till you get to your final destination, so as they will carry straight through. So there you still, once you're in the middle of travelling, then you don't say any tools there.
I meant if you go to pick somebody up at the airport.
Well,
Sabre Heathrow from Stanford Hill, do you say tefillahs a day?
I don't know. I don't know how it works in London. It depends on the tears. Once you're out of the civilised area for the distance we're going to discuss in a minute, then you would say, I don't know the tears there. And it's all in the minute where everyone there, they do say, I'm with the airport. Manchester, they don't. It's built up. London, don't know. Okay, how long does the journey need to be? The journey needs to be to necessitate Tfilas Derech. The Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yaakov, Omer Chista, at Parasa. You got a problem at Parasa? The Machlokes was showing me how it works with the Parasa. Rashi learns you can only say Tfilas Derech in the first Parasa. Now, we don't pass it like this. We say you can say as long as you're on the journey, you can say it. But Lechatchila, to get Shittas Rashi, you should say as soon as you can, after 40 meters out of the town. You can say it as long as you're in a parasa, but try and chaperayim, say attack in the first parasa. How long is a parasa in today's terms? 2.9 miles. Here's the biggest share release for a parasa. So whenever you're in 2.9 miles, if you need tefillas derech, no problem. It's not really 2.9 because you've got 40 meters. Okay, what makes a difference? If it's 2.9 miles plus the 40 meters you've got, after 40 meters you say it, as long as you've still got a parasa to travel. Sometimes if it's exactly that shia, then it's tough, because once you're on the journey, you've got less than a parasa to travel. So, it's not so negative because usually it doesn't happen, you've got exactly that shear to travel. If you're traveling less than this and it's dangerous, then you do say, someone asked me recently, what was it? You're walking along Baron Euro towards town, some dear brother of ours living on there, it's quite a dangerous area. And they get people like babies in Samaria, they go to the hospital in Samaria to visit someone who walk back on Shabbos. Someone asked me, even though it's a civilized area, L'chayra, I don't know, but L'chayra, I would assume it's Chayven still in Tfilas Derech. All the Tfilas Derech is dangerous. If you go to a road, there's a listim. And the listim will build houses along the road. It doesn't now become a civilized area, they just say Tfilas Derech. It's the same listim, just now they have houses to hide out in. If you go to an area which is dangerous, L'chayra is the same Derech, which is at least Tfilas Derech. So, I tell you, there's no one person that asked, who's walked back along Baron New Road on Shabbos, who told me that they have gone along without any problem. Every person that asked, they got jewels and thrown at them or worse. So, one guy told me, two people told me today, when they do, they run very, very fast. Now, if it's a safe area, they shouldn't be running. So, obviously, it's an element of danger. It could be something really dangerous, a bit dangerous. Yeah, that's also true. But there, it's more muzak for danger. So, I don't know what you say, it's an area where it's a dangerous area, but it's in town. Yeah, it depends on. Okay, so that's the distance, how long you have to say, 2.9 miles. If you walk that far as well, you're going skiing up the mountain and back down, collectively it's going to be 2.9 miles, then it's going to need to go there. If you ever go this distance, but you're less than this distance and it's dangerous, then you would say to us there, again, also then no problem. With the Chesima, I'm sure it's clearly, with the Chesima, there's a dangerous area less than this. Chazal said this Shia is called a far distance, which is usually dangerous. But if you go to an area which you know is dangerous, and he says for us there, even though it's not a full shield, 2.9 miles, it's a dangerous area. There are those, the Chazanish, the Marshal says, Chazanish has a car, it's a very dangerous vehicle. See, the highest death toll comes from car accidents. Many people have been in numerous car accidents. I myself have been in a car accident, two people were killed. Cars are usually dangerous things. Chazanish has the etim, he would make a takona. That every time you get in a car, you're driving to your next door neighbor, you should say Tfilas Derech. He says, we can't make new areas up, can't make new things. Chazal, I'm second, that's it. But he does say, if you travel less than this distance of 2.9 miles in a car, just like we said, if you go to a dangerous area, say Tfilas Derech, because the car's always dangerous. So the Chazanish just wants you in a car, out of whatever, a little bit far, not too near, but if you're on a sizable journey, Chazanish says, you always need Tfilas Derech. Some people go over this, some people don't. And so the stories they came to us, Mr. Kerlitz, about going from Bnei Brak to Shulayim, apparently there's no 2.9 mile stretch without some Yishuv, some Moshav. And he said, anyway, you're going to be saying, because the Chazanish, so was the Chazanish who held in a car, it's always a dangerous vehicle, and you always hit Tfilas Derech. Once you leave your main area, once you're going at a higher speed, you always hit Tfilas Derech in the car. So we said, how long have you got to say? The Rashi says the first parasa. If you miss the first parasa, you can say as long as you like. But if you can, just hop around and say at the beginning, so again, this is Rashi. Obviously, you've got to say Tfilas Derech. Same thing again, you can say as long as the journey is continuing, as long as you've got 2.9 miles left, you're less than that, you say without Chesima. But if you've got 2.9 miles, the Sheva Parasa left, then you say Tfilas Derech regularly, no problem. Few slainis halachas, when you see on a plane or a train or anything like that, watch out. There's no one around you dressed inappropriately. You've got a problem saying it opposite the Arab, if you have to, you close your eyes at least. If you might see others, German people do this, one person might see it. Other people. American phone you should avoid, the same shayla by Sherab Rochas and by all these things. For Sherab Rochas you see by Chasm to Blue Germany, make all here, if there's no necessity, why enter big machlekas for nothing? Rather you avoid the American phone and say without like that. The final halacha, which is very negair, is if you get confused in the middle of Tfilas Derech, you bring down Ishi Sraf in the back from Chaim Kanievsky, you get mixed up in the middle, and you should end off to the best you can get your tongue to do. And it doesn't matter if you don't get the exact right nose, as long as you've gone through the main part of Listen, Chazres v'Derech, in the end you don't manage to finish up properly, you just end up Baruch Hashem Shabbat Tvila, and you need to see Chiv Tvila Zderech, you didn't see the right Nusach till the end.